This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's Christian from Necrofire, and you're listening to the Brutally Delicious Podcast. Boom.
Are there any funny stories from the tour so far?
Funny stories. Not off the top of my head. There's a couple of them, except it's just, it's like been the first week of the tour, basically, so everything kind of just whirlwind goes by, where it's, you know, we had to drive 36 hours or a day to, what's it called, California,
right?
And then started it, so by the time we're there, I'm already like, oh god, here we go.
Who's been the craziest crowd so far? Has the LA...
I think it was LA. LA was like 800 cap club, and it was sold out, and just, from like the second we started like going into a song, everybody just kind of went wild, and it was good because that was our first time playing LA as well. So,
Did you write In-N-Out Burger while you were out there?
Unfortunately, yes.
Whoa!
I'm from Texas. Whataburger is way better than In-N-Out Burger, hands down.
I respect that. Whataburger has its strengths. The Dr. Pepper milkshake is what makes me love Whataburger.
Dr. Pepper milkshake, but I'm biased because I'm from Texas, so it's
right. How are you liking the other bands on the Decibel Magazine tour?
I mean, it's really good. Like, we've done some stuff with Holder before, and I really like them. Devil Master, I've seen them a couple times, so it's good to be on the road. But Worm's fucking crushing it. Like, I didn't, like, you know, because Worm had only played a handful of shows, so I was really kind of curious to see what it was like, and the show's really good.
Yeah, they were the only one that I wasn't familiar with going into, and I've been, like, stalking y'all's Instagrams for a couple of days, and it's Worm has just been great live from what I've heard on the Instagram. What are the plans for after the show tonight? Do you have an after party, 6-hour drive to the hotel?
Yeah, unfortunately, tomorrow's Orlando, so I think we'll hang out for a little bit, but we need to drive a little bit, a couple hours tonight, unfortunately.
Since you're going to Orlando, what do you think the chances are that Florida will sink into the Atlantic Ocean?
I mean, it's on its way for sure. I mean, I'm surprised it hasn't already.
Because, I mean, you just have all that plastic just, you know, keeping it down. if your bus broke down in the middle of nowhere, which band member are you eating to survive first, and why?
I don't know. Either Matt or Samir. I don't know which one. No specific reasons. I feel like that would just be the best choice.
If you could tour with any band, living or dead, who would it be?
Merciful Fate.
Ooh, Merciful Fate, why?
I mean, huge Merciful Fate fan, but just a... all around, like, the show, the band, everything about it's just, like, next level. And that, and, like, even though King Diamond, Merciful Fate, and all that stuff is more, like, kind of, like, rock-based, it's super dark, and it's, like, the whole thing. But, yeah, something like that would be a dream.
King Diamond, dude, that would be a great one. Are you binging any TV shows that are on tour?
I don't really watch, like, on tour half the time. I end up driving, or sometimes if I ever get any time, like, I'll try to read. But, no. I mean, I finished the last two Detective before I left for tour, thank God. Nice. Like, the night before, so. Which was fucking fantastic.
Have you been, seeing, Night Country, True Detective?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Because I really love the first one, and of course, this is probably a fucking opinion of most people. But I tried to watch the second one, couldn't get into it. Third one's kind of like, but Night Country really, like, it really hit me. I was like, oh, shit, this is good.
I really love the way that it's shot there, where it shows the emptiness of the Alaskan, like, frontier.
Yeah, I mean, it's the middle of fucking nowhere, and just, like...
It's the kind of place where you have to eat a band member to survive.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just imagining,
Let's go back to that. We eat Matt first, because Matt eats less processed foods than Samir, so then he's probably a little bit on the better side for some eating.
Probably has, like, the leaner flesh and the...
Well, just less fucking natural, or, like, not unnatural toxins in him from the bullshit he eats from gas stations.
Yeah, you can only survive off of Slim Jims and Monsters for so long.
Protein chips, it just never stops.
Oof. So this is also in a similar vein. You're stuck on a desert island, mm-hmm. and you have three albums and three movies to watch. Well, you said books, so we can go with books if you're feeling books.
We can do movies. It's easier. Three albums? Mm-hmm. Probably Storm of the Lights, Pain, yeah. Dissection. Melissa from Merciful Fate. And what's the last one we'll throw into this one? Let me think. Trying to decide which, like I listen to a lot of goth and dark wave stuff, so it would be something in that realm, except I'm like, oh, can I have a compilation of it, please? But I don't know.
I respect that. Have you heard of Goth Dad or the, I forgot what his band in Athens is called, but he's like this big TikTok guy.
I don't know.
He's kind of like a Vision Video. That's the guy.
Yeah, Vision Video is great.
They're from Athens, which is where we're from, UGA. And their goth stuff is some of their best in their catalog. And three movies.
Three movies. The Ninth Gate. Let's go with what else? Watch like Eyes Wide Shut.
Nice.
And like a third movie I've watched a million times. V for Vendetta.
Ooh, remember the 5th of November.
It's a good movie.
This, Guy Fawkes, I mean, just that whole, it really did.
It's done super well, and also in like today's society, like or whatever, or time, it's more relevant than it was when the movie came out. Mm. Like, that shit's all, like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people watch that movie and think that, like, oh, this is just a movie. And I'm like, you don't think this has happened in some level or is going, you know, like, or people try to strive for that kind of stuff?
Especially nowadays when you have kind of everything that's going on in the world mm-hmm. just going on.
Well, I mean, there's too much access to information now, like, mm-hmm. true or false or whatever. Or just, you know, like, people... You could be bombarded with something that's happened on the other side of the world, mm-hmm. and not necessarily like you shouldn't care, but at the same time, like, you know, you can't overwork yourself about everything in the world because the world's such a giant place. If you cared about every single thing that happened, like, you know, it just mentally isn't healthy for you.
Right. It can really bog you down.
And that's not saying you should stand up for just causes and things like that or something you believe in, but, you know, at the same time, you have to, and like in America, like watching the news is a fucking joke. Like, I mean, that stuff will just ruin you either way. I mean, a lot of it's just making it so you'll watch it, and it's not really necessarily giving you something
important.
Yeah.
It's meant to get you outraged and keep
exactly. Yeah, you're either like mad Trump did something, or you think Biden's dumb, or you think whatever, right. And it's all true. Except it's just like they just push the stuff down you, and then it's just and then I mean that's probably most of the reason the country's so divided and everything else. It's just whatever.
I mean,
hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It really feels... it feels crazy because it feels like it happened overnight, but it didn't happen overnight.
It didn't happen overnight, yeah, but it did. As soon as the pandemic happened, it kind of like...
Yeah, that's when the pot came off the kettle, and I was like, okay, this is... where were you when you heard the news that COVID was gonna... affect the world?
I don't really know exactly where it was. I just like it was like a general thing of because I'm a concert promoter besides a musician, and I started tours started canceling, and then I have a festival called Hell's Heroes in Houston, and then I had to make a call on that at some point where I was just like, yeah, this isn't going to happen because it was like two or three weeks away from it. So that's like, I mean, when that stuff started happening, I was like, this is fucking serious. We'll see what's going to happen, you know. And then it was a weird time for a while.
Right. I mean, for us, it was junior year in high school that COVID came down, and it screwed up our proms, it screwed up the trips summer, it was insane.
I was at a conference in Athens, and we had a, somehow managed to get like all the parents to pick up students and things like that.
We, the funny thing is that not a lot of people remember that January 6th was on a Sunday, but I do because I had to go to school that Monday, and we had government that day.
Oh, that's entertaining.
Yeah, that was an interesting class discussion.
To say the least. I was somewhere in California doing something. I remember seeing that news and being like, is this fucking real?
Mm-hmm. What are some of the biggest influences on your sound? I know that's probably a stock question.
Yeah, musically I would say it would be like goth and darkwave and stuff like that, but other things like I read like a lot of books like on like dark spiritualism and stuff, or the occult and things like that, and that kind of really pushes where a lot of everything, and it musically it influences because it takes over kind of like the tone of the music or like what it's about, and trying to like create that vibe opposed to just like writing some songs.
It kind of adds material to base off of when you're writing songs. So when you say like dark spiritualism, are we talking like Wiccan? Are we talking
like left hand path stuff, like Luciferianism, stuff like that? Yeah.
That's interesting history there.
Because there's so many different angles. Just ways all that stuff goes. Because I mean, like Luciferianism, Satanism, all that stuff. There's even in that, there's like different paths of like, say, people think it's either. I would say, like, modern American society is, like, you know, like, Church of Satan and stuff like that is more of, like, a theology of, like, living for yourself and things like that. And then there's, like, a whole different mixture of other things with older things and actually, like, the spiritual aspects of it and stuff like that. But,
right. If you had to join one cult in the history of cults, which one would it be?
Process Church.
Ooh, the Process. Wasn't Manson also?
It was like I don't know if he was part of it or if it was just like high, like around the same time and highly influenced, but just like it's interesting, and also like the artwork and just things around it was fucking amazing.
Have you ever read the book Chaos by? It's about how Manson was a CIA plant.
I have not read that, but now I'll probably read it because you said it.
Dude. If you have ever read Helter Skelter, did you read Helter Skelter?
I read Helter Skelter, like, I don't know when it, like, I don't remember it myself.
Fair. But the thing with Helter Skelter is that there are so many points in it that are just against legality on the side of the cops. And so Chaos does a lot to not only disprove that, it goes into the actual history of being like, look, he was a CIA plant. Well, not really a CIA plant, but he was like involved with the guy who started MK Ultra in the Hate.
Oh, MK Ultra Center, right?
Yeah, and it's nuts, man. I highly recommend it. But what other books are we talking that you like to read?
Besides the fact, I like science fiction books a lot, like Robert Heinlein and things in that range. But other than that, it's just like a bunch of like. Nothing specific as far as I'm like that. There's a couple of different esoteric book companies online, like that are just not online, but just in general that read stuff on like old, like you know, like Norse stuff. That's like you know, it's Odin based things, or there. It's like all over the spectrum of that.
Most of the time, from those,
depending on like the topic of things, like you know, I'll just search it out and read the book and see if it's something that's up my alley.
Yeah. Have you ever gotten into any Stephen King at all?
I read It like a long time ago, and I like the Dark Tower stuff, but that's about like Stephen King. I like his stuff. I just never start like sometimes like I like to read things that are like a little bit shorter than fucking 1,500 pages of books. So
yeah.
I like to read, but not like that. Mm-hmm. So it's sometimes Stephen King gets put on the things. I'm like, I don't have time to read that book right now.
Right. Like. 11-22-63 is almost 2,000 pages, and almost 700 of them are before the actual Kennedy assassination. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
But I also like to read things like, say, like I don't know. People call them self-help books and things like that. But it would say like how to make friends and influence people. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you watch it, like say. Reference to others, like in the Ninth Gate, the devil is reading the book in it, and that's like originally when I watched that movie, I was like, "What the fuck?" So I got the book, and but there, I love reading books like that, or like say like stuff from like Wim Hof, or even the Crowbacks book, like with PMA and stuff like that. Just stuff that's like mentally stimulating or things like you could, you know, do to like help create stuff for yourself or like create your own reality or just kind of like, you know, your perception on things like that.
I enjoy that stuff a lot.
What kind of gear are you working with on this tour?
So I've been endorsed by ESP, so I play on Arrows, which I love them. It's the only thing I've played since I played Gibson for years. I really love them. Other than that, I play like Marshall JCM 2000 with what's it, like Mesa Boogie Caps, because they're fucking the best. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why the combo of the two is fucking gold, but it 100% is.
Right.
Other than that, like pedal stuff, it's this guy I know named Michael Klein. He makes a bunch of custom pedals for things like boosts, chorus, reverberators, and things like that. And I got a couple from my friend Matt that does Idiot Box effects. Same kind of stuff, like distorted reverbs and things like that.
Nice. If you could delete any metal band from history, who would it be?
Ooh. I mean, damn, there's a lot of those. But I don't know. Like, some of the ones I want to delete, and, like, who the fuck am I going to make fun of or something, or just become, right, like, a bunch of jokes? So probably nobody.
Fair. Because you got to keep some bands around to make,
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, some stuff, like, what's, like, you know, I don't know. There's tons of bands. Like, Nickelback's a great example of, like, everyone seems to hate them. They're the fucking one of the bigger bands in the world. But, like, I missed out on so much fucking clowning of some other things. If someone else is going to get it. If someone, you know, you take away something, something else goes there.
Right. If you get rid of Nickelback, there's going to be another Nickelback.
Yeah.
Another even worse Nickelback to take their place.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. You start pulling stuff like that, you have a butterfly effect of, like, what the fuck happened now?
Chad Kroeger's now the president of the United States.
Yeah, you never fucking know.
Yeah, Chad Kroeger.
Fuck that. Don't say shit like that. It's not, not possible.
You never know. Knock on wood, man.
I got to jump, though, to get ready for the show. But thank you guys very much.
Thank you. All right. End of interview.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan. And this is the Corner of Gray Street Podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the corner of Gray Street.